there are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are golden retrievers. Which means Tubi is more popular than using meat-flavored toothpaste. More popular than never figuring out what W-A-L-K spells. More popular than kicking your leg when a human rubs your belly just right. Tubi, it's more popular than golden retrievers. See you in there.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Welcome to 100 yards of football this evening. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. If you like the video today, please come in and share this. We got a special, special prospect that we're going to highlight in the 2021 NFL draft. His name is Quinn Mizer, offensive guard slash center out of Wisconsin Whitewater. If you like the video, please come in and share it. And joining me, as always, the very talented Mr. Daniel Kelly. My man was a scout for 4 years with the New York Jets under Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick. He has an outstanding book, Whatever It Takes. It's one of the bestsellers on Amazon right now. And in 2017, he came down as one of the last four candidates for the Cleveland Browns GM job. So if you like the video this evening, please come in and share it as we break down this young man, Mr. Quinn Mizer, out of Wisconsin Whitewater. So how you doing this evening, Mr. Kelly, coming to us from Key West, Florida today? How you doing this evening, sir?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. I'm phenomenal. I'm great. And I'm excited to talk about this young man because he excites me. Like I share with you guys offline, anytime you're going to do a show about an offensive lineman whose nickname is The Gut, you know it's going to be a great show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Gut. Let's roll with it, baby.
Absolutely. This guy... Absolutely.
Go ahead,
Quinn Miners. This guy is a dream, Mr. Turner, for an offensive line coach. And I want to credit one of the guys I'm mentoring right now, a young man by the name of Dan Johnson, who's an aspiring NFL scout. He turned me on to this guy. And I tell you what, from the moment I turned on the tape, I've been impressed. 6'3", 320 pounds. Kind of a limited film because he didn't play this last season, but there's some film of him in his last season as a junior on Huddle, and also some film from the Senior Bowl. This guy has the flexibility you talked about, Mr. Turner, as a guy who can play guard like he did in 2 years at Wisconsin Whitewater, and he's also a guy that showed the flexibility of playing center at the Senior Bowl. This guy, the thing that stands out to me, and this is something we always talked about the Jets, was that when you're looking at D3 guys or smaller school guys, you want a guy that can stand out, be a man amongst boys. That's what he stood out as. He was a man amongst boys is what he looked like. To me, he's really, Mr. Turner, to our listeners, He's a cross between, if you remember, a young man by the name of Mark Schlereth from Alaska, offensive guard to play in Washington and Denver. He reminds me of him. He reminds me a little bit of Joe Jacoby. He reminds me of a hog, an offensive lineman that Joe Bugel, the old offensive line coach in Washington, would have loved to coach. This guy was said to have taken it to some guys at the Senior Bowl. We saw that on film. Mr. Pancake is one of my nicknames for him. He's in the mentality and the mold of a Quentin Nelson, the big time mauler, the aggressive mauler from the Indianapolis Colts. And if you're sitting in front of your computer right now, to our fans out there and our listeners, I want you to go on Google. And I want you to bring up this young man's name. This guy's name is Quentin. Quinn, is it goes by as well, Miners. And look at his workout tape up in the Canadian bush. This is incredible. Did you see this, Mr. Turner, this guy's workout?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a nickname for him. King Viking. King Viking. That's what I'm going to call him this evening. King Viking, because they were great warriors back in the day and traveled many miles up in the Northwest and Northeast and defeating other countries. So I got a nickname for him, Mr. Miser, King Viking.
And you know, Mr. Turner, that may be prophetic because I can see a team like the Minnesota Vikings getting this guy and getting him fast. This guy is like Mountain Man. He's like a Paul Bunyan of the modern day. And he and I text a little bit, Quinn Miners and I, we text back and forth today. And he told me, he said, you know, we're talking about the woods. And he said, you know, the woods, quote, is a special place. And I'm really missing being in the Canadian bush. When you talk to a guy like that, you know he means business. And I texted back, I hit him back. I said, listen, if I was a GM, I would want you on my team in a heartbeat. That's exactly the type of player I want is what I hit him back with. We aren't talking about a UFA here. We're not talking about a sixth or seventh round draft pick. This is a guy who slipped into discussions of war rooms around the National Football League into the third or fourth round, possibly even higher than that. This is a guy, when I watched him on film, the things I noticed, the first thing was his long, big old arms, his long reach. He's also on the video, if you watch when he's working out in the woods, he's got a real snap and a bend in his knees. He's got brute power and brute strength. I mean, this is a guy that can literally push trees over. You know, I mean, that's what we're talking about. He's got an aggressive attitude, and that's something you cannot teach. Yeah, there's guys out there athletic. There's guys that finesse people. But like Bill Parcells, the guy who hired me at the New York Jets, used to say, he had a saying, he said, if they don't bite when they're puppies, they're generally not going to bite. And this guy's got that aggressive, mean streak to him. He's got that aggressive attitude, that mauling attitude, that pancake attitude, as well as he's got athletic ability. I mean, you're talking about a guy who can dunk a basketball standing flat-footed underneath the rim. You know, like I said, like you were talking about, you know, King Viking, Mr. Turner. This is a must-have. You got to have for Green Bay, Detroit, Minnesota, Chicago. This is the epitome, the dictionary definition of an NFC North guy. You know, and talking about more tactical scouting side of things when it comes to this young man, you know, he's got a good setup initially. I personally like him as a center, and I'll tell you why. He's somebody who has a good setup, a big, nice, wide old base. Basically, he's got good balance, good handwork. He slides around well from side to side. He's got a quick hand punch he showed on the tape, and he's a finisher. You know, like the game Mortal Kombat. Have you ever seen that, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That thing says, finish him. Yes, fatality. Sir. That's what we're talking about. That's what this guy is. He's a finisher. There's some rigidity in his hips when he's moving around in space, but he's a guy that does a lot of, he's a good positional blocker. And what I mean by that, he understands leverage. He can side block from the side, clear the lane that way. He can also combo block well. What I mean by that is he can come off like an X stunt or a crisscross stunt up front, and he's able to go ahead and pick up the other guy and block two guys on a play when they're crossing in front of his face. He's a guy that can get into the second level. He, like I said, he's got a little rigidity to him, but if he has it lined up, he's like a rifle during deer hunting. He's a guy that can blow people up at the second level, whether it be a safety or a linebacker, as he showed. He's somebody who shows a good understanding of offensive line play. He can anchor down. People are not going to, you know, put him on skates and put him back into the quarterback. He can drop down. He can anchor. And he's a guy that the only thing maybe I would be a little bit concerned about when I watch the practice of the Senior Bowl is perhaps he, you know, is maybe a speed rusher, interior speed rusher might give him a little trouble. That's why I would project him at center instead of guard, where he can help chip block and things like that. But you're not going to beat this guy a lot. And let's face it, there's not a lot of speed rushers from the interior, the defensive lines in the National Football League. Really impressive guy, and a guy that really, you know, from the moment I turned on the tape, I loved him, Mr. Turner. What are your thoughts?
Well, like I said, he comes from a small school, a Division III school. I'm going to take it back old school. Let me start with his Senior Bowl practices. Didn't nobody know him when he got there. He was with the best of the best on a high level, and he performed. He showed me he got something. When you look at a guard and center, he got something that we come from the 901, nastiness, power, and ability to be there, and he's not scared. And a guy that's, when I look at him, strength on strength, power on power, confidence on confidence. Now I'm going to take you back who I think of him in the NFL. Larry Allen, Dallas Cowboys, power. Gene Hickerson, who's a big-time offensive guard, power, the vote that blocked for the great Jim Brown. Then going to the Washington Redskins, since you brought him up, Russ Graham, nasty, powerful. Then a young man that was an outstanding football player with the Atlanta Falcons. He passed a couple of years ago, Bill Frelick. And then another guy, he was nasty. A lot of people didn't like him, Mr. Conrad Dobler. And then another man, another guard that played for all those teams in the AFL back in the late 60s, Mr. Walt Sweeney. But what I like about him, I see a guy that if he gets to the next level, probably I'm looking at him a third round pick, he could be one of them generational players that can be special, where a lot of people are saying, where he's coming from, but this guy might end up as a Hall of Famer. They said the same thing about a young man that came out of Mississippi Valley, out of Edenville, Florida, by the name of Deacon Jones. They said the same thing about a young man out of Allentown, Pennsylvania, by the name of Andre Reed. They said the same thing about a young man out of my mother and father's home state, the beautiful state of Mississippi, Columbia, Mississippi. I remember this vaguely, Mr. Kelly. They thought when the NFL took him number four overall, they thought that was crazy, by the name of Sweetness, Walter Payton. Then another young man at 85, when the San Francisco 49ers took him, 15 overall, from a little small school in Enobina, Mississippi, by the name of Mississippi Valley, Jerry Rice. And another young man who's playing at a high level out of the state of Illinois. He went to another small school out of the SWAC called Arkansas Pine Bluff, Teron Armstead. Then another gentleman that came out of Griffin, Georgia, that ended up being a Hall of Fame player with the Dallas Cowboys, Rayfield Wright. Mr. Meisner, I see him being in that category where nobody knows you. But when I get to the next level, quiet. And all of a sudden, you see a Hall of Fame career. I love the young man. I love his power. I love his work ethic, A+. Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely. He's truly a whatever it takes type of offensive lineman. He's a guy that's going to get it done. You know, it's interesting you talk about Sweetness. I talked to Walter Payton while I was 13 years on the phone. When my mom put me up to a dare, I got him on the phone. He answered the phone with that kind of high-pitched voice and high tone. And I said, "Hello, Walter." And my mom was in the area of the phone, and he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know I've always been your hero." And he says, "You have?" So I got it wrong, right? I got it mixed up backwards. Instead of saying you've always been my hero, I said I've always been your hero. He's like, "You have." So my mom laughed and hung up. But no, this guy is incredible. This guy is the type of guy that I would love to anchor my offensive line if I was a general manager. You know, you said, Mr. Turner, third round. I think he could possibly sneak into the second round discussion. I know that's where I would take him from everything I've seen. You're talking about Wisconsin Whitewater Team MVP 2019, D3 All-American. And let's touch on something, one other thing outside the field for a second, Mr. Turner, if we could. And that is – is that what he's doing right now, he has a t-shirt out there called Belly of the Beast t-shirt, and all proceeds are going to help his 11-year-old friend, this girl named Elena, who has a life-threatening disease right now, and he's trying to raise money for his friend. If you know, this guy is going to be a legend, which whatever team takes him, but if you're listening right now, you want to get behind this young man, you're following what he's doing, you follow him on draft day, look up the t-shirt, Belly of the Beast. It's kind of really cool, and it's going to a great cause, and that says something too about the heart of the man. You're not just talking about, you know, you talk about Beauty and the Beast, you're not just talking about a beast on the offensive line or the football field, but you're talking about a guy who has a huge heart for this child who's struggling with this illness. It says a lot about the guy. I love what I see on the field. I love what I see on the film. I love what I see off the field. This guy, I sense this a passion coming from you, Mr. Turner, as well as myself. This is a guy, I mean, we've been around the block a few times in the National Football League over the years. I know I've been watching the game for 40 years. This is the type of guy that excites me. He's a throwback. He could have played in any era, and he's a guy that's going to play at a high level for 10, 12, probably 15 years. And I dare to say it too. You may be looking at a Hall of Fame career.
Okay, my final words about the young man out of Wisconsin Whitewater, Quinn Meisner. All I can say is I see greatness as a young man. I think he's going to be a football player next based on his performance at the Senior Bowl. The young man didn't even play in 2020, came down to the Senior Bowl with guys that played at Power 5 schools, and he put on his show. He dominated. That's why I give him the nickname King Viking. And when I think about the young man, it puts me in the mind of a band that came out in 1985 by the name of Duran Duran out of England. And it had a song called Election Day. Mr. Meisner is going to be Election Day in the NFL in the 2021 NFL draft.
Let's see what Mr. Football Vince Turner and draft expert Daniel Kelly have to say about Travis Etienne, the young running back out of Clemson.
How you doing, Mr. Kelly? And what you like about Mr. Etienne?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mr. Turner. Thank you. Thank you for having me on as always. What do I like about him? I love a lot about Travis. This young man, 5'10", 205 senior, runs a 4.38 40. And I know he's been a little overshadowed by the quarterback they have there, but now it's time to talk about this young man, this running back. I can easily see a guy like this going first round, bottom of the first round. Pittsburgh Steelers is where I'm putting my money, where he's going to end up. This guy made it look easy at the level he was at in Clemson, and that says a lot about a player. This is a guy who's the epitome. I mean, a definition. If you grabbed a Webster dictionary and you looked up the definition of downhill runner, this is the guy what you would see as a picture. He's a smooth sports car with power that put it into a visual type of picture. He's an inside the tackle guy. Not easy. You know, when I watched him, usually I get a comparison of a guy in my mind, but I didn't really get a comparison to start with because he's so unique. A couple guys did come to mind after a little bit more watching the film. One was Freeman McNeil with the New York Jets back in the day, Mr. Turner. And also he reminds me a little bit of Delvin Cook, but Delvin's more of an outside runner. This guy's more of an inside the tackle, downhill runner. And he's a guy, three things really stood out to me. Three things when it came to watching Etienne. And that's his burst, his vision, and his balance. I mean, this is a guy that's got a quick first step. He gets going pretty quickly, good instincts and visions to the holes. He kind of sees where he's going, identifies the hole, and just bursts through it. He's got the ability to accelerate like that sports car, that quick burst, kind of like Bryce Love used to have at Stanford. He's got that burst, and then he's off to the races. He kind of reminds me of a guy when you watch the Olympics with a guy who's on a track, who's kind of running with the baton, but it's not a baton. It's a football instead. He's kind of a long, smooth, gliding runner. He's a guy that's carrying that football down the track, so to speak. His speed builds. Speed builds with momentum. He's a home run hitter. He's a guy that can take it to the house. He can run away from people. And he also can put on a little juke move in the open field and make somebody miss, which he showed. He's definitely a guy that runs with purpose. He's a determined runner. He's running for the end zone. And man. He's a physical, tough guy. And also, don't fall asleep on the fact he can catch all the backfield, whether it's a screen, he can catch all the backfield, or he can get downfield on you and he can catch a ball downfield. He can also take a shovel pass, and he can also throw a pass, which he showed against Florida State FSU. This is a guy that you know, has a lot of great qualities. It was hard to identify anything negative. I know some of the press clippings about him say that maybe a knock on him is his pass protection. Listen, folks, you aren't drafting a guy like this because he's a pass protector or picking up a blitz. You're drafting him because he can run the football, and that's what he's going to do at the next level. Mr. Turner, what are your thoughts on the great Travis Etienne from Clemson University, sir?
I like the terminology, what you just brought up, home run. Back in the day, you know, when Willie McCovey and Hank Aaron used to hit home runs, well, I like that terminology you just used, Mr. King, because that's what he is, a home run. Mm-hmm. Dynamic playmaker. Instincts A+. But most of all, what I like about him is his vision and ability to jump cut in the hole, and the next thing you know, he going boom, boom. We used to call it back in the day, boom, boom.
Yep.
And when I look at him, I go back to some of the games he played in over his career. And I like that jump step when he make in the hole, and then the next thing you know, he's outrunning defense for a touchdown. And it takes me back, all the way back, to when I was 7 years old. My mom and dad have just bought this brand new field called TV. I'm seven now, November 18th, 1967. And I watched that young man out of Galileo High School. I know some people might get upset today, but I'm not going to talk about his other side of his life. And it was USC number one going against UCLA, who was number two in the country. And that young man jumped in a hole with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter and went 64 yards. And we know what his football career ended up as. And his name was O.J. Simpson. That's what Mr. Etienne reminds him of, that type of explosion, quickness, and ability to get long distance, as we say, what I mean, touchdown. Then when you look at him overall, his game, I'm going to say the home run hitters. He's in that same category as a Tony Dorsett, the same category of Felix Jones that came out of high school, Pig Sewell, University of Arkansas. Home run hitter similar to Garrison Hirsch that played at Georgia. A Chuck Webb that played at Tennessee. A Johnny Jones that played at Tennessee. A Gare Sayers, the Kansas Comet with the Chicago Bears. And most of all, Bo Jackson out of Leeds, Alabama. And my man Herschel Walker. Those guys, what could they do? When they got in the open field, we say six. And then most of all, he came from a running back tradition. Think of him going to Clemson, he had to follow C.J. Whitmer, Chuck Mike Swain, the great Kevin Mack. Oh, my God, Terrence Flagler, Terry Allen, who had a great career with the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. And you want to talk about and question him on anything else? You know how I do it here. It's all about production. He played 4 years at Clemson, rushed over 5,000 yards, broke the ACC rushing record. He improved as a receiver, had over 1,100 yards receiving, 78 touchdowns, a touchdown machine. And I'm going to say it one more time, my grade report, patience as a great running back do, A+. The vision, the Walter Payton eyes, A+. Top end speed, A+. Production, A+. I love the young man. And most of all, he scored a touchdown in 46 straight games. I know everybody excited about Trevor Lawrence, but as we say in the 901, Mr. Travis Etienne put his work in. And that's why I think he's the best running back in the 2021 NFL draft. Mr. Kelly, your final words about the young man out of Clemson.
Well, Mr. Turner, very, very well said. You hit on a lot of great points. I saw the Gale Sayers comparison as well. I think when the picture was up just a moment ago of this young man, you also see a man that's got big legs. There you look at those legs he has. You see that well-defined upper body, those arms. This is a guy who's built for power and built for speed. This is a guy that I watch defensive backs and linebackers just fall off of when he head to the end zone. He is not easy to bring down whatsoever. You know, and let's talk a moment about the off the field stuff. This is a young man that comes from Jennings, Louisiana. He's somebody that, you know, all the people, you know, his mother talked in an article about how he unified that community that was sometimes divided. But on Friday nights, when it came time to watch this young man play football, you know, they kind of word around town was, you know, what is Travis going to do this week was the, you know, kind of the question. And the answer was always something we did not see last week is what he's going to end up doing. His mother, Travis's mother, said, you know, football was that gift that God used. He was really a bright light in the town he grew up in. He's electrifying on the field. I talk about energy. He runs with energy. He brings an enthusiasm and a passion to the backfield. He's a young man that can really do it all. And a guy who's going to be an incredible, extraordinarily weapon for whichever team gets him in the National Football League. Like I said, Mr. Turner, I'm thinking Pittsburgh Steelers. This is a classic type of guy that they'll bring in. And he'll play for, you know, 5-10 years, you know, for that organization. And they'll go probably win another Super Bowl or two with a guy like this. Super impressive. This is a guy, I agree with you. I think, you know, this is the type of guy you want to go grab if you're an NFL team.
My final words about Travis Antion, as we always say, 100 Yards Football from day one, my business partner, Ronnie Keebler, out of Brooklyn, New York. By the way, he always has a saying, actions speak louder than words. All I know, Mr. Antion did a lot of action at Clemson in his 4 years. One more time, 5,000 yards rushing, 1,100 yards receiving, 78 touchdowns, 7 yards a carry. And all I say when I see him, I look at all the other great running backs that used to take it to the house, Dorsett, Simpson, Sarris, even Chris Johnson with the Titans. It's magic. Mr. Antion is going to be magic. So my final word, I just said it was a final, but my final words, I would like to wish happy birthday to my wonderful parents down in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, by way of the great state of Mississippi. My father, Chester Turner, who turns 84 today, and my mother, Agnes, who turns 82. They were both born on February the 24th, 2 years apart. I'd like to say thank you. God bless, and I love you with all my heart for the way you sacrificed for me. We are 100 Yards of Football, and I'd like to say thank you, and everybody out there, have a wonderful weekend.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.